USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration is scrambling to find the capacity for the nearly 14,000 illegal immigrants in federal custody from the recent surge at the southern border. That includes more than 5,000 unaccompanied children in U.S. Customs and Border Protection custody. Senator Marsha Blackburn says numbers like that prove that the border situation is out of control. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News that criminal elements are making the situation worse by taking advantage of the confusion.
You have international drug cartels, human trafficking, sex trafficking cartels, and where are they all coming to work? The northern part of Mexico, just south of the U.S. border. And for the drug and human and sex trafficking, this is out of control. So no, they do not have this border under control, and there are steps they need to take immediately to get it back under control.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The White House is eyeing a possible tax hike to help fund an infrastructure package. Earlier this week, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the taxes would not go up for families making under $400,000. The plan is also expected to include an increase in corporate taxes and changes to the way that capital gains are taxed. Senator Steve Daines says that the way to revitalize the economy is by cutting taxes, like Congress did in 2017. The Montana Republican tells Fox News that Democrats appear to only be interested in increasing spending.
Remember, it was Republican Senate and House working with President Trump back in 2017. We unleashed the economy by cutting taxes. Democrats now want to unleash big government with massive spending. We saw that with that that COVID bill that's well disguised. It's really a liberal wish list of Nancy Pelosi's dream spending items. And so they're going to push massive spending and tax hikes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Spectators who purchase tickets for the Tokyo Olympics will be receiving refunds after officials announced that international fans won't be allowed into the country for this summer's games.
The Tokyo 2020 Olympic Organizing Committee said it won't allow overseas ticket holders entry into the Summer Olympic and Paralympic Games due to the pandemic. The committee already postponed the Olympics a year to July 23rd. The Tokyo and Japanese governments and the Organizing Committee in Tokyo informed the International Olympic Committee and the International Paralympic Committee during a virtual meeting of its conclusion to not allow overseas spectators. The Organizing Committee blamed the ongoing difficulties to stop the spread of the virus around the globe, and in particular, the emergence of the variant strains of the virus. Global travel restrictions also factored into the decision. Ticket holders from overseas will receive a refund and will be informed of the refund mechanism. The Olympic Games will take place July 23rd through August 24th. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And a volcano in Iceland that began erupting Friday night appears to be subsiding, according to scientists. Air travel in and out of the Icelandic capital of Reykjavik had been canceled when Fagradalsfjall began erupting just 20 miles from the city. However, the eruption turned out to be small, with a limited amount of ash released into the sky. A major eruption from another Icelandic volcano in 2010 brought air traffic across Europe to a halt because of the amount of ash that was spewed out and taken across the continent by winds. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.